Shatevyarabu Shapretagana Masi Fretiliana Mata Fefanota Fia Masi Frentiaramanaiti Prakosta Fenamati Kisaprutagaragado Shapratiyanaita Eventilaiti Le Prentovala Malaita A Friend to Malaiti Krent to Malaiti Malaita I am a light, I am a light, I am that great light. I am many, 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 many lights, many lights. I've come to light you up. I've come to light you up. It is the time to light up. It is the time to light up with my light. I am light. I am many, many, many light. And I am that great light. So I've come to light many men up, to light many men up, to light your candle up, to light you up. To light you up, to shine you up, to bright you up, to bright you up, to purify you, to purify you, to change your light, to change your light. Take my light, take my light. I've come to give light, I've come to shine bright, I've come to give my light, I've come to receive my light, receive this light. Ali precosto prente vela macaste vanti ano soprenteni. I come to light up, to light you up, to light you up, to give you light, to give you light, that you will change garments, that you will change garments. And that you will sing a new song, and that you will sing the song of my light, that you will sing the song of my light, for this song is my life, it is my life, and it is by my light, it is by my light. I bring you life by my light, I bring you light you up to live my life, for it is a high life, it is a great light, it is that great light that shineth, and it is shining. Receive this light, receive this light. It is by much speaking. It is by much speaking. Likasto vrente limata. For I bring a great authority of speech into the house tonight. I have brought my mouth to speak. I have brought grace to speak. I have brought utterance for to light men up. For they may see my life. And they may be awakening. Awakening of senses. For to behold. For to behold my light. For to behold my light. For to undo my light, for to see my light, for to hear my light, for to walk in my light. I bring senses, awakening of realities into my light, even into my light. Wake up and come into my light. Come into my light. Arise that Christ may give you light. I've come to show light. I've come to show life. I have come to light you up, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Ela prente mahando, ela vanahande, ela crente la mahande, ela pronte nahanda, ela prente ganso vanti ano suprenta, rahante, menahanto, ivanahand, ila galabosho brente la mahanda, e bregate vela mocoso prete gadevanai, tia supreta da, ela vantia, crionto maita, ele prenti, evrentuma, Kella point to her. Even to come to her. Ella come to many, many, many come to many. Ella venti anamasu prente. My heart beats for many. My heart longs for many. My heart cries for many. My heart is concerned about many. My heart reaches out to many. Many, 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 many flock and many sheep in different cadres. Le pante vioso prete laganta. For your causa prete vaisia. Ella mice to from to haiza. For you see, you've seen me and you've known me after the flesh, but I'm coming in a new way. I'm coming in a different way. I'm coming in another way, and this is the way that you ought to know me. This is the way you need to know me, and this is the way you need to begin to see me. For I am coming to you at every level and cater, and you will begin to see me no longer after the flesh, but you begin to see me after the spirit. After the spirit. For the Labanos so prete vanai so gante fenai to know you felamem to know you for ni so home to know you for I am opening for to know me as I am, for to know me even as I am, that even less so prente labanta I am appearing that you may appear even as I am, that you may appear and become as I am. I am coming to you. Open up your heart. Open up your heart. For you see, as I come, I show you a way. As I come, walk in the way, and you will see me more and more. Your eyes see unto vante. I am awakening senses. Sense of sight. Sense of sight. Sense to behold me. To see me, the shepherd of your soul. To see me. To see me and to seek me. To see me and to seek me. I am coming. I am giving eyes. I am giving eyes. I am giving hearing. I am giving ears to ye, to see and to hear, to see and to hear. I am even giving a tongue for to taste that of my graciousness and to taste of my goodness. I am awakening senses for even for to handle of the word of life, to handle of the word of life. I am awakening feet. I am quickening feet for to walk in the way, to walk in the way of life, the path that leadeth to life. I am awakening, requickening, and strengthening the dead senses of the men's souls. Of men's souls, I am waking up. I'm concerned about many, many, many hearts. So I come to you. I come to you wherever you are at. Receive me, and I will raise you up. I will take you out of the miry clay and lift you and cause you to stand upon the rock. You see, by the mystery and by the operation of revelation is how I will build you, and now I will raise you up. And so I am come to speak. I've come to unveil myself. I've come to show myself. I've come to reveal myself. And in my revelation, in my seeing, in you seeing me, I am building you up. I am raising you up. I am building you up as become my habitation and even the temple of the Lord and the habitation of your God, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. We say thank you for that prophecy. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Samperson, samananyato brato, siatara brato, sikete ya. Ifano to brisen your sarivani or secrimini or crop, what sateli brosidia taliata. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I come before your people this day. Father, you know I'm nothing. I ask, Lord Jesus, that which you want to speak to your people, take me out of the equation. Every part of me, take it out of the equation. And just speak to your people directly. Speak that light, that sense, that healing that you're bringing to everyone's heart. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. While we were worshiping and I was standing at the back there, You know, I was just thinking to myself that, you know, why do I have to come up here and say anything? And because I know I'm not better than anybody here. There's nothing that I have that makes me any better than anyone here. But I know that the Lord uses vessels, because there's a way he can express himself through different kind of vessels. And that's the only reason why I'm standing here. So it's not revelation. It's not... it's just mercy and what the Lord wants to do. So I would just ask us, as Bro Jimmy was praying, where he said, don't take it for granted, because now you know that Pastor Jeff is not here. So you just say, okay, every other person that is coming will probably not reach that high octave. But if anything, the Spirit of the Lord has been speaking to us already. So we know that the anointing upon Pastor Jeff is flowing down to each and every one of us here, so that we can hear and hear twice and act upon what we are hearing. So I had a few things in my head that I wanted to say, but all those things too have gone. So I will just go with the direction that from the tongue and what I perceive in my heart in the next few minutes that the Lord would like to say. John 1, verse 9. Let's start from verse 7. Or verse 6. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men should through him, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. Matthew 6. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. So I wrote something here in my Bible. This is just my own notes. I said, the how and way of service is through the eyes. And the way you submit is also through the eyes. I don't know when I wrote that, but thank God I wrote it. Pastor Jeff has spoken about eyes, light, and so on and so forth many times. So I'm not technically saying anything new. And as I always say, it's not grievous for me to repeat some of these things, because I'm also learning as I stand here as well. But it's very key. I like the fact that the prophecy brought it up as well. Because we hear these things over and over and over, and sometimes we may not be able to translate what we have heard into our everyday life. You just hear eyes, light, you know. And you just say, okay, that's what the Bible says, you know. And Jesus has seven of them. So, So you know those things. If I ask you, where's the seven eyes now? Revelations 5. If I ask you different things about eyes and lights, you can pull up those scriptures and you can talk about them. But if we recall, there was a day Pastor Jeff was asking a question here where he said, how do you know that a job you want is lust that is driving you? His eyes. If you don't have light, if you don't have the sense, there's this song, Christ Sense. Sense of the natural man is nonsense, right? I want us to put perspective to just a few things, and then I will hand over. What do they mean by light? We keep hearing light and eyes and different things. I mean, these are things that we have to ponder upon. Because even in the tabernacle, as we all know, we have the outer court, which still uses the light of the sun. And then the holy place that has the menorah light. And then the most holy place, which is even darker than every other place. So if you don't have a certain kind of light, that means you can't even get into the most holy place in the first place, because you won't even see. You won't know how to use the menorah light to see what you need to see. I think a few days ago, I woke up in the morning, and one of the first thoughts that came to me was, what do these priests even do in the holy place? I mean, how can you just be in one place with shoebread and table and menorah, morning till night, what exactly are you guys really doing in that place? You know, and of course I tried to read through it just to see, give myself a little bit of more understanding. But while I was reading through that, I think the only reason why my heart or my mind even went that way was because I think the Lord was just trying to show me something with regards what you do with light. What you do with light. So let's look at the holy place. What's in the holy place? We have the table of showbread. We have the seven golden candlesticks. Yes. Seven lamps. And then we have altar of incense, right? Now, the priests are supposed to eat the shewbread, which we understand what that means, which is feeding, right? They are also supposed to make sure there's oil for the lamps. And for the coals, we do understand what those coals is. I think Pastor Jeff has ministered that it is actually our lives when we come together, the burning coals, and then our lives are supposed to, an incense of pleasure is supposed to rise up to God, because that's what the holy place is for. But do you imagine that they are doing all that with just seven lamps? They don't have the sun. So is it that their eyes have adjusted to darkness, or I mean, how bright do you think that place would be that you can see food to eat, oil to perform service, and also do the oblation of morning and evening for the incense, the coal you take from the outer court? I'm going somewhere. I know it seems different directions right now. Wesley, help me with that scripture. The vanity of their mind, Gentiles. Now, light determines, thank you very much, Ephesians 4:17. Light determines what you do. So let's look at our earth, right? When the sunlight comes up, you wake up, and then you start the day. You go to work, you get into your car, you jump into your car, you get dressed. Okay, you get dressed before you jump into your car. So You get into your car, you go to work, you perform your task for that day. Once it gets dark, it's just natural, right? As it's getting dark, work is ending. And you're going back home. That's why the winter always feels like, you know, you live in darkness and then you come back in darkness, right? So, right from Genesis, when God created heaven, earth, and created the stars, created the sun and the moon, he said he created them for something, right? So they are performing their duties by providing light to the earth. And also, there's a description, I think in Malachi, where it says the son of righteousness. No, Daniel, I think so. Daniel, yes, where it says the son of righteousness. But anyway, I'm not going into that. I'm just trying to describe something for us in the next few minutes. So, light determines how your day goes. Everything you do. Once it's darkness, the reason why there's long summer break is because the sun does not set till, 10 p.m. And nobody wants to waste the sunlight. Winter, go to school, do everything, but long summer break, because there's more activities, right? So with light, there's more activities, because you can see. And because you can see, it determines what you do. So the reason why I asked for this scripture, Ephesians 4, 17 to 18, we'll read that. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you henceforth walk not as the other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God, through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their hearts. As I said, Pastor Jeff has said all these things. Please go back. Pastor Jeff has said all these things. I'm just repeating them. If we see here in verse 17, I think, where it says, having their understanding darkened. Now, darkened here, your simple interpretation of it is that there's no light. Right? And if there's no light, what do men do? Men are slow. Nothing much is happening. But if you compare this scripture with Matthew 6, you see that darkened here is not the absence of light. It's just that there is another light, which is not the light of Christ and definitely not the light of God. So when you say walking in the vanity of their mind because darkness, you know, these things sometimes you want to ask yourself, what am I using? What exactly am I using to dictate my life? What determines what I do today? My aspirations, my goals, my desires, my relationships. What determines it? What lens am I looking through? What sense? I'm just using different words now. What sense am I using to evaluate that thing? Is it darkness? Or is it light? So what is your eyes seeing? Prophecy also said, you have seen me in the flesh, but I have come that you will see me as you ought to see me. So that means eyes is supposed to see something, and then that will dictate your life. So that means even if you're in darkness, your eyes is seeing something, and it's dictating life for you. Now, as we have been taught, so many things have happened over time, right from when you were a child. You know, different things have come in, building, the world covering the building, and so on and so forth. And so, I mean, you're just going through the course. This was how you met it, right? And you're just doing your own part of what you met. We can define it through our lives, you know, go to school, get a job, get married, and so on and so forth. But The time has come for us to see differently. That's where I'm getting to. Now, it's not just going to be a mental ascent thing, you know, okay, yes, time has come for us to see differently. We need to be spiritual, you know, or we need to seek things that are above and not things that are beneath or on the earth. It has to stop being a mental thing, and it has to be a daily, much more than daily. I was listening to a message by Pastor Tayo. He said, if they use a needle to prick your skin, you know you react. And he was saying, that's how we're supposed to be reacting to sin. And I was like, Pastor Tayo. But if you see a needle as something that is dangerous to you, if it comes close to you, you will even react before it touches you. But if the needle, I mean, you don't see any harm in it, you will embrace it and even inject yourself. What I'm driving at is this. We have come to a threshold. The world is not getting any... It's getting darker, right? And if it's getting darker, it means that the light that people are using to live is getting brighter. So they are seeing better. And if they are seeing better, it means their walk is getting faster. There's more activity. Because with light comes activity. So there is no time for slacking anymore. There's no time to say, oh, tomorrow, next tomorrow, or this thing, this commandment is too hard. They will repeat it later. Let me fail it now and move on. So we don't do that consciously. But we do that. It's as simple as that. They just come and tell you, okay, do this by showing you something that they believe the precepts that have been taught to you, that pastor labors day and night here to teach, should have given you an understanding of. Now they want you to hear the second time. They want to crystallize it in your heart so it becomes something you have kept. As Pastor Mima was teaching us about treasures, if something is valuable to you, you keep it, right? They want you to keep it. And then they come with commandments. And Bro Jimmy was saying that if you don't hold it, there's somebody who is ready to steal it, right? And every time we do that, it just means we're exchanging light for light. That's all. I'm just trying to bring something to our consciousness so that when you find yourself maybe dragging your feet or something like that, you know exactly what's going on at that very moment. You are just subscribing to another light. It's like leaving maybe HBO for Netflix or something, right? You are just, because what? There's no vacuum. So there's not, I'm in the middle. As Pastor Chef said, you can't stop at being spiritual. You have to continue because there's so much more that has to be dealt with. Now, how do we constantly subscribe to this light? How do we even know it's the light that is talking? How do we even know that this light is trying to change the way we see, trying to make us be more active in another realm? Now, when I say another realm, Hebrews 11. Verse 1, thank you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Now this is verse 3, thank you. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So I'm going to tie my light to this world, and I'll probably end there. When they say worlds were framed by the word of God, what crosses our mind? We have been hearing this scripture since probably the day you gave your life to Christ. So what crosses your mind when you hear worlds were framed by the word of God? What is that thing that comes to you? When you sit down here and they are ministering and they are teaching, what world is being framed? What world? And am I supposed to be living in that world? You know, I spoke about lights. What is a world? A world is like an OS, right? Like an operating system that runs everything. So if worlds were framed by the word of God, it means that this is like OS were framed by the word of God. That means there's a way to operate that is framed by the word of God. There's a world I can live in that is framed by the word of God and not by another word, right? So when we hear this scripture, I'm just trying to bring something to our consciousness. When we hear scriptures like this, what world are you living in? Is it the one that was framed by the word of God? What's your OS? Is it Android or Huawei or iOS? Do we believe that it's possible to live in another world and be in this world? Has that thought become a reality? That I don't have to be like this. I don't have to subscribe to this. I don't have to follow the course that I was born into. I can live somewhere else. And that somewhere else is only framed by the word of God. I think Pastor said it here. When they keep saying the world to come, world to, is a world that is supposed to come to you. And that world is framed by the word of God. So there is a place that we can operate. There's a light that we can use. Because every world has its light, right? So there's a light we can use. There's a world we can live in that is different from this present age. That will determine our own course of where we are supposed to go to. But it says, through faith, we understand. That means without faith, you can't understand. Going back to what they have been teaching us about faith, right? Through faith, we understand. Now, if you keep reading down Hebrews 11, the language changes from true faith to by faith. Those are two different words. We can take our time and look at it later on. True means passing through something. You start from one place and you get to an end. By is like a means, a mechanism for achieving something. So when it says by faith, you can see there's always an action after by faith. So through faith you understand, and then by faith you do something. And how does faith come? And by hearing the word of God. So you see, it's like we're saying the same thing, right? Word of God frames the words, through faith. Faith comes by hearing, and so on and so forth. It's like we're just going around the same thing. So my encouragement for today, brothers and sisters, is there is a superior light that can define every single aspect of your life. There's no part that it cannot define. And that light is Jesus. And he's appearing to us. Pastor sits here and he teaches and teaches. Every one of us, one way or the other, you should be seeing something about Jesus. Something, even if you're still seeing darkly, I think Me, I know I'm still seeing darkly, but still something. And I'll use this to close. We're talking, myself and mine, I think a few things were happening, and you know, sometimes there's a way you can feel maybe slighted by maybe someone as a brethren or something like that, and you feel that, maybe they are stepping on your rights or something like that, you know. And that took me back to Isaiah when they were describing Jesus. And they said there was nothing comely about him. That means if Jesus was walking on the street and you didn't know it was, you would just walk past. There was nothing comely about him. Philippians tells us, I think Philippians said he did not count it robbery, right? So he made himself of no reputation. And when that flash came to my mind, I asked myself, who am I then? I am nothing. If my Lord and Savior, if the person I claim I'm following, if the person I claim I'm praying to, if the person I claim is everything, made himself of no reputation, then who is Johnny? That's what my aunt calls me, sorry. But guess what happened to me? Light. I saw light. Not in the flesh of somebody who had a big ministry, who had 12 apostles, who was doing miracles. I saw light of his nature. And by mercy, I could rearrange myself and say, hey, I'm truly nothing. Anything they want to do, let them do. Because by that light, I can see what I need to do. So brothers and sisters, I round up here. When they say Jesus is coming, when they say he's coming to show us his true nature, he's bringing light, he wants to light us up, change our senses, and so on and so forth, he's not going to appear in your room. No shining bright light is going to shine in your room. If you see anything like that, just change the bulb. What we will see is him, his personality, his nature, what God crafted in him. And that's the light by which we must order our life. Now that light, if Hebrews 1 makes it clearly known that this present age could not handle it. They will be wrapped up like a vesture, but he will remain. That means the properties in him are way above whatever this present age has to offer. That means if I use his life for my work, for my marriage, for my relationships, for, what do we do, school? I don't know, name it. It's superior. You know what makes us run a lot of times is dealings, right? But dealings is just to show us our nature. So they show us something, right? It's like the word of God is a mirror, right? It just shows you yourself and tells you now that you have seen yourself, do you like this thing? See another one. That's why they're laboring. That's why the next person is going to come and teach us again. And labor so that we can have an appreciation of that light. And through faith. And by faith. We will come to that place that the Lord has promised. No matter what it appears like we're going through, we have to come to that place where we believe that his thoughts for us are for good. So finally, let me just say this. You know, one of the major problems we have is that we don't believe. That's why we don't have faith. If you believe that if you finish from University of Ottawa, you will get a job, you'll be serious in school. That's true, right? If you believe that, let's name it, anything, let's think of anything at all we do in our natural lives. If we believe, once, you know, you may just feel that you're just doing it. It's actually from a belief system. And it's true faith that you have come into that understanding. You have agreed with your understanding. And then by faith, you keep doing whatever you need to do. In John 6, when they asked Jesus, what shall we do that we shall do the works of God, I think. And he only said one thing. He said, believe on the one whom God has sent. It's a very simple, you know, it's just like one line. But it carries, in fact, for me, I believe it carries the weight of almost the whole Bible. Because without this, nothing would happen. Like he said in Hebrews 4, that the world did not mix with faith in their heart, right? It couldn't mix with faith because they didn't believe it. They didn't believe you. You took us out of Egypt. Water, we no see. Food, we are just, it's one thing you are giving us. And you just brought us one mountain and said, you know. They didn't believe it. So, there was no way understanding could even come. And there was no way they could switch worlds or switch lights by which they operate. So, brothers and sisters, there's a lot of investment that we have to do in this time. Healing Light has started now for the next 10 days or something. Word will be coming to us. We can hear it, yes. We can talk about it, yes. But if you remember parable of the sower, every time the word comes, activities come around you so that you can keep it. Those activities are not to make you miserable. It's for you to keep this word that you have believed so that by faith, you can obey the commandments that are coming and come to that place that the Lord wants us to come to. I pray that the Lord will help each and every one of us, that these things will become real. When we ponder upon them, it won't just be, oh, I thought of something. It will be real to our hearts that I can actually live differently. I can operate differently. I can use a different light. And when the Holy Spirit in His wisdom is bringing nudgings and instructions of how we come to keep these things so that we can actually live this life out, I'm praying that the Lord, through mercy, will help our hearts, that we will yield. We will continue to yield. And it will not be said of us that the word did not mix with faith in our hearts. For in Jesus' name we pray.